Ghana, deep in the gold-rich Ashanti belt that the Fayakabo claim. Scott Lomu and George Wright are on their way to meet Dave Thomas and Alan Reese, two men who hold the keys to a promising new gold claim. The guys have 48 hours to prove to David and Alan that they can find good gold on the Fayakabo claim. If they fail, no deal.
Yo!
Scott!
Dave?
How you doing, man?
Doing good.
How you
doing?
Well?
Good. Alan?
George, good morning.
How are you, man?
What's all right?
Yeah, for prospecting, we think this is going to do quite a bit for us.
Scott and George arrive with a trommel to help them hit their deadline. They are counting on it quickly washing gold from the dirt.
We got to pick up some slack here, so we brought a little bit of help, and let's see if this helps us get results quicker.
Dave Thomas has high expectations for this claim.
I want 1 gram per ton. That gram per ton is a key piece of information. That's what they need to do.
Dave has inside info that the neighboring mine is producing 1 gram of gold per ton, a profit of $22,000 a day. This area is Scott and George's best shot yet at great gold. But they've only got 2 days to get to it.
We've got just as much gravel as humanly possible today. See if we got a sight.
Hell yeah, dude. We gotta kick it up a gear.
Yeah.
So let's do that right now.
Scott and George are 0 for 2 mining for gold in Ghana. After 2 failed seasons in Africa, they tried to find jobs and dig themselves out of debt back in Utah, but only found themselves deeper in the hole.
I just don't know what else to do. I'm as flat broke now as I was the day I came back from Ghana.
They convinced their families that returning to Ghana to hit it big was their only option.
I want him to just finish what he started, get the gold, and get back.
Scott sucked up his pride, pleading with his father-in-law, Bud, for mining money.
If it is not carrying itself in 2 months, I'm done.
With family now in the mix, Scott and George struck a deal with Dave Thomas, who controls the rights to 30 square miles of prime real estate. The deal depended upon the guys bringing 2 working excavators to the table.
Watch out!
But so far, they've only managed to get 1 to the claim. And they've no idea what condition it's in.